here we go. Question number five. By the way, my name is John. Speak to us on quality of life issues. What are your feelings and beliefs? And this question will go to Barbara, Stacy, Kyle, and Doug.
I love quality of life. I think it's what sets a good community into a great community. And we have a great community. We have such a quality of life. We have sports and recreation programs for children and adults. We have arts that's just unsurpassed in the area anyway. Maybe we're not quite like Metropolitan Opera or whatever, but we do very well. But the library, that's one of my favorite passions. It's a place where people can come, learn, exchange ideas, and grow. And that's what it's all about. We have so many resources that are there. Sometimes we can say that some of these things are not productive, you know, as far as the fact that you don't get money back, you know, 15 cents if you return a book back late, the library only gets 15 cents for you. That doesn't go very far to pay what it costs. But what it gives to the community, what all these other things give to the community, help us grow together as a community and make us the community great and the people great. And it helps us network and work together, and that's what it's about. We love it.
Well, I'm excited that I get to talk about quality of life issues. It's kind of a fun one. I, too, believe that it's a worthwhile cause to invest in quality of life things. And by quality of life, I mean anywhere from parks, I mean the library, I mean some recreation programs, I mean the Timpanogos Arts Foundation. Sorry, this is too close. But there's many things that make it a great place to live. I've been going around occasionally knocking on people's doors and asking them, what's important to you? What's important to you in the city? And you'd be surprised at how many people, their number one thing is a quality of life issue. They want to know how I feel about arts. They want to know how I feel about parks. Fortunately for me, I have been on the Park Tax Advisory Board, so I can answer those questions, and they are important things to me. I just, in my last few seconds, I want to give you some of the things that the Park Tax has been able to accomplish just in 2 years of funding, 2 years. We were able to pave the fitness center, put up park benches, put almost $500,000 towards Art Dye Park, put a new roof on the DUP museum, give some money for the Friends of the American Fork Library, including some money for the book fairy, give money for the Timpanogos Arts Foundation for their programming, reinstate the American Fork History Pageant, and this year our request includes things, oh shoot, ask me later.
When it comes to quality of life, obviously, that's what really makes a city a community, is when you have good quality of life. There are cities around here that do not have the amenities or things that I would call the quality of life, such as a rec center, such as a library, such as a golf course. So those are some of the things that make quality of life an important thing. I think it's when it comes to the quality of life, I think it's not necessarily always about meeting the majority of what people want. I ran into a gentleman the other day who told me, you know, why are we spending $25,000 on a play? Why are we giving money for a sculpture? Why are we spending money on, you know, Art Dye Park? We should put that money elsewhere. And obviously state regulation requires us not to be able to do that with that park tax. But you know, those things, he said, well, we don't need those. We ought to put those somewhere else. I don't want that going on. Well, you know what? Those are the things that make quality of life an important thing. The ability to go to a city library and have our own library and our own rec center. You know, the purpose of government is not to run like a business. Everything doesn't have to make money. It's about quality of life. Quality of life versus making money. You have to look at those sometimes. When it comes to government, quality of life needs to override revenue in a lot of ways. Not always, but in a lot of ways. So that's how I stand on quality of life.
All I think I said next on that one. For me, the quality of life, I go back to where I've lived in 5 cities and 3 states, but I've elected to come back to American Fork every weekend, like I mentioned. And the draw for me is a combination of the natural assets. We have mountains, we have a lake, we have a river. You can go to any other place, and no other place in the world that I know of has those combinations. And then we have our assets like the golf course, the rec center. I used to live across the street from the rec center on First East, and I'd walk over there and it'd be so crowded and people having so much fun there and the laughter. It was just a great place to just sit and watch people. I thoroughly enjoy that. And we have the open areas with the parks. I personally like to go up and walk through the path, through our dive, and I've gone up the mouth of the canyon back. I do that all the time where I live now. We have a wonderful place that we should cherish, and we need to protect and use those facilities. It's a wonderful place that we live in. And also, I said, the people here. Where I've lived in other people places, you don't get to know your neighbors. Here, I know my neighbors. They come over, they talk to me. I go over there, I help them. They're always helping. My neighbor, Mr. Merrill, takes my garbage can out and brings it back in for me. Every garbage can. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful place we have here. And I truly appreciate it. This is my hometown.